mean?
Yeah, short-term respite just means, you know, maybe you were, you fell, you were in the hospital for 3 days, then you were in rehab for, you know, the
right.
20 days. You're still a little weak, a little frail. You're not 100%. You could use a little bit more time.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can move into one of these communities and do respite care for 30 days, 60 days. It's a great alternative to continue your rehab, get 3 square meals a day, get a lot of support to make you that much stronger, and hope with the hopes that you could go back home or go wherever you were before that. But it's a good alternative as opposed to deciding permanently one way or the other. They have this respite care, which is a great option for people.
Once again, we've got Eric Moore from Assisted Living Locators, and he's at 973-536-1250. One of the things, the most dangerous promises I've ever heard made, and I've seen it in my own family, and I've seen it in in-laws' families, is, Mom, I promise you, you'll never go to a nursing home. It's a promise you cannot make, and until you realize why, you think I'm wrong. But it's out of control at some point in time. There's a point in time where not only cannot control it yourself anymore, Mom needs more physical help than I'm capable of giving her, either physically or financially or time-wise. But secondly, it's becoming dangerous. She needs to be watched, especially if you need to go into a memory care. These are facilities.